Very aptly put, Warren. And now I'd like to coax Daddy out here and see if we can't find out what happened yesterday. Oh, Daddy.
Yes, Dick. Well, there isn't much to tell, except that this year I planned a real vacation. I put away my pennies for a trip to Honolulu.
And you're not going?
I'm afraid not. You see, I had to go down and pick up the tickets. And Snooks insisted on coming along. Well, it was a tough battle, but as usual, I yielded.
As usual?
Yes. Well, we drove down to the travel agency, which happened to be right on the waterfront. And I had just about... Come along, Snooks. Don't dawdle.
Look at all the boats, Daddy.
We'll look at them later. I have to get my tickets now.
Where are we going?
To Honolulu.
Are we going on that big ship, Daddy?
No, we're traveling on a passenger ship. That's a freighter.
Afraid of what?
Afraid of nothing. It's a tramp steamer.
A tramp?
Yes, come on.
What's a tramp whistling for, Daddy?
Maybe he wants a nickel for a cup of coffee. Now, hurry up. I gotta get those tickets or they won't hold them.
How long is he to board?
I said you'll see it later.
What are they pulling up in that big net?
That's the freight. It's called a cargo.
Why?
Because it is. Anything that a ship carries is called a cargo.
Well, where's the car?
There isn't any car. If it was being carried in a car, it would be called a shipment.
Huh?
That's right. Ships carry cargoes and cars carry shipments.
How did they get mixed up?
They're not mixed up. Oh, will you please come with me?
I want to go on the boat.
You listen to me now, Snooks. If you don't conduct yourself like a lady all day today, I won't take you on the trip.
Will you leave me home all alone?
Yes.
And will you chain me up in the cellar and let the wolves eat me?
Maybe I will. Now, what do you think of that?
I like it.
That's enough. I'm taking a ride home.
I'll be good, Daddy.
Well, all right. Come on in.
Ah, how do you do, sir?
Oh, I have a cabin reserved on the SS Malaria.
Is that the name of the boat?
Yes. The name is Higgins.
Higgins.
Mm-hmm. Lancelot B. Higgins. He's my daddy.
Well, I'll bet you think he's just about the best daddy in the whole world, don't you?
What do you bet?
Snooks, are you commencing?
I'm commencing, Daddy.
Well, stop it.
Me. Children, children, nothing like them. Is there, Mr. Higgins?
Oh, no, thank heaven.
Well, I have five of them myself.
Well, what are you laughing about?
Oh, come, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, come, Mr. Higgins.
Children are like precious jewels.
See, Daddy?
Life would mean nothing without them.
Yeah.
In the morning, the five of them dash in and I'm refreshed by their lyrical laughter. Then at breakfast, the pleasure of their childish games. And when I come home at night, they begin to ply me with their endless questions. Then more questions. Constant questions. Questions. Nothing but questions. It's enough to drive a man nuts.
What are you yelling about?
He's crazy, Daddy.
Not as crazy as you think. Well, what about my tennis, brother?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Here they are. Would you like to look over your quarters?
I want a quarter, Daddy.
Now, keep quiet. Yes, I would like to see the boat. Where is it?
Pier 14. I hope you have a pleasant trip, Mr. Higgins.
Thanks. Come on, Soaks. We're going to look at the boat.
Wait a minute, Daddy.
Now, what is it?
What's all those pictures on the wall?
Those are travel ads. There's one of the beach at Honolulu.
Oh. Is them the girls going to be there?
I suppose so. They're Hawaiian dancing girls.
Pretty, ain't they?
I'm not interested. Come on.
Do you have to take Mommy to Honolulu, Daddy?
Why, of course. Mommy's coming with us.
Too bad, ain't it?
What are you insinuating?
You know. I think I'll tell Mommy.
Why, you little fifth columnist. Come on, before I give you a pound pressing.
Why do those dancing girls wear that? Grand.
You mind your own business. And I'll thank you not to mention that picture anymore.
You're welcome, Daddy.
Very idea.
Very idea.
Now stop aping me. I can see what kind of a vacation I'm going to have. Finally get a chance to go to Honolulu and I have to take you.
And Mommy.
Yeah. Like taking a ham sandwich to a banquet.
Huh?
Now,
Now, where the dickens is Pier 14?
There's a boat, Daddy.
Oh, yes. Well, be careful going up the gangplank. Now, don't run, Snooks.
Are you afraid I'll fall in the water?
It's too much to hope for. But don't run, nevertheless.
Well, just a minute, little girl.
Who are you?
I'm the deck steward.
Well, it's all right, steward. I have the tickets. I'd like to see our cabin.
I want to see the dancing girl.
May I look at your tickets, please?
Yes, here.
Room 144B deck. Follow me, please.
What's that long pole for, Daddy?
That's the radio antenna.
No, it isn't. That's the crow's nest.
No.
Where's the crow?
Well, there isn't any crow.
Why?
Because the crow's nest on a boat isn't really a crow's nest. It's not even a nest at all. It has nothing to do with crows.
Do you feel all right, mister?
I feel fine, thank you.
Well, what's on that long pole?
I told you, it's the crow's nest.
I want to see the crow.
There is no crow.
You weren't satisfied when I told her it was a radio antenna, wise guy.
I can't help it. It's the crow's nest, and the child should know it.
Yeah. Where's the crow?
My dear child, the crow is nowhere near the nest. When the boat gets underway, a sailor will climb up there.
To get the crow, Dave?
No, no way!
Why?
Forgive me, sir. Now that I look closely at it, I see it's the radio antenna.
That's better.
Here's your cabin, sir, and here are your tickets.
I don't want to hold the tickets, Daddy.
No, they're too valuable.
I don't want to hold the tickets.
Well, all right, just till we get off the boat. And don't lose them.
I won't.
Would you like to look at the bathroom, sir?
Yes, yes, please. Pretty classy cabin. Don't jump on those bed, Snooks.
This suite has both shower and tub. I think you'll find it quite comfortable, sir.
Yes, I'm quite sure I will. Well, thanks. Snooks.
Here I am, Daddy. Are we going home now?
Yes, come on. Say goodbye to the deck steward.
I don't want him. He's a pickle puss.
Goodbye, dear.
Give me the tickets, Snooks. Snooks, where are the tickets?
I got a secret. I got a secret.
Snooks!
I was afraid I'd lose them, so I...
Yes?
I hid them.
Well, where did you hide them?
In the room.
Well, let's go back quick. Now, where did you put them?
Right there in our little cupboard with the glass door.
Cupboard? Oh, that's the porthole.
Ain't I smart, Daddy?
You little... You bet I will. Well, there goes my vacation. Nuts, come on.
Go on, here again.
Well, Daddy, I can see you're going to have a tough time on your vacation, whatever it is.